Fantastic, featuring Boney M with Rasputin here on Suzy Radio 103.4 is your Friday morning, and we have managed to patch through to her. She's in France at the moment. That might be the difficulty because we've got quite an old phone here, but it's Charlotte Rossi. Good morning.
Hi Chris, lovely to meet you. Thanks for having me.
That's okay, it's great to have you on. How you been?
I'm very well. I'm currently in Monaco in south of France.
Oh wow, lovely part of the world. What are you doing down there?
Well, I am resident here in Monaco, and you know, I kind of live between London and Monaco.
Oh, that's a lovely place. I was getting quite jealous on your Instagram the other day because I saw you got a pass for the race, the Formula One race.
Yes, it was great, but it was, you know, it was very calm this year due to the COVID restrictions.
Yeah, were you allowed to go on any boat parties or anything?
No, nothing like that was really happening. It was pretty calm this year, so I was just, you know, watching the race from Hotel de Paris, had lunch, but it was lovely.
Well, that's still not a bad gig to have, having food and then just watching the race from there.
Yeah, it's great. It's very calm here, I must say. I hope, you know, the restrictions with UK will ease down, because for me it's even difficult right now to travel to London.
Yeah, I can imagine. So in terms of your gigs, because you say you've got a residency there, how has it been in terms of getting back into gigs since lockdown?
Well, gigs haven't been really allowed yet. We just came out of the you know, restrictions. France is reopening as we're speaking, and they only open gyms now, so everything is going really slowly for now.
Oh, okay. So it's quite very, very slow, just trying to get things back in.
Yeah, I've been working remotely most of the time. You know, I have an EP coming out soon.
Okay.
And sometime in June. End of June, I think. And so I've been working with all my musicians through Zoom sessions, and you know, they've been working in London and also in Warsaw.
Okay,
and
yeah,
we're trying to you know, make it work somehow and create.
I was going to say, how is it like doing it over Zoom? Because the sound quality is probably not as good as in person. So how are you handling that?
Oh, honestly, Chris, like, it's difficult, okay? Music is such a live animal, and it's, you know, it needs the spirit in the room, and you have to be with the people in the same room, have the same energy, you know. If you do it over Zoom, it's really hard. But that's how I've been songwriting since March last year, because the lockdown started for me in London last year.
Mm.
And, you know, it just takes much more time to get something done.
Yeah, I can imagine that, because obviously, and connection issues as well must be an issue, like dropping out all the time.
Delay. Yeah. The delay definitely is not my friend.
You said about Warsaw, so you grew up in Poland, following your passion. What was it like in terms of getting into like the singing industry and getting into songwriting? Didn't you win a national singing competition?
Yeah, so basically, you know, I was born in Poland, and I've been singing since I was a child. I won some competitions in Poland, and I've been, you know, singing mainly pop music as a child. And then when I was 18, I started studying opera there. Then I got an opportunity to move to London, where I continued studying, but I changed my mind and I decided, you know, I can finally study songwriting here, I can study music production. So I continued with my singer-songwriter kind of style. And in Poland, the industry has been tricky, because that's the reason why I, you know, started studying opera, because it's a very small industry, and I would say only if you live in Warsaw you can truly get into it, and it's just a small circle.
Yeah, would you say opera's bigger than the pop industry?
It's not really about that. I think, you know, I just really wanted to sing and to do music. So when I was 18 and I was graduating, I was like, what am I supposed to do with myself? Like, I have no connections in pop industry. I was doing some gigs, you know, and I was playing in my city and doing some cafes and some bars with my friends. but that wasn't really any serious career. And I also wanted to develop my knowledge. I wanted to go to the university. So the best path for me then was to study classical singing.
Okay. No, that's very interesting that you decided to be so diverse with that. So where did the whole inspiration, who is your inspiration coming from?
Well, definitely I'm very eclectic, you know, because as you can imagine, studying opera has really developed my music horizons, and I have my favorite music in many different genres. So, but definitely when it comes to pop music, I really look up to Lady Gaga, and she's a huge inspiration for me. I also love all the 90s divas and Celine Dion, you know, Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey. Yeah.
I was going to say, very big acts to follow, to have inspiration for, but it's the best thing to have. Your new release, Raise a Toast, where did that all come from? How did you decide to put it together? Is there any inspiration from yourself?
Well, Raise a Toast, yeah. Raise a Toast is a song about the time when I first moved to London. And I was, working full-time. At the same time I was studying, I was only depending on myself. And I was feeling very lonely. I didn't really have many friends. I wasn't dating. I had a hard time finding, you know, any people to hang out with. And I felt like I'm never gonna fall in love.
Okay.
So I just wanted to capture that feeling in that song, because I feel like in big cities like London, a lot of people feel lonely in the middle of the crowd, you know?
Yeah, especially over the last year or so, it's been quite a big thing in terms of a lot of people feeling lonely, that type of thing. Fingers crossed, when everything drops, people can all get back out there. But one more question before you go. What's the future for Charlotte Rossi? What can we see in, say, the next 12 months or so?
Well, in the next 12 months, first of all, the EP, the acoustic EP, is coming out within a month. So that's the near future. And over the next 2 months, I'm having sessions songwriting my own material. And hopefully early autumn, I will be, you know, able to share with you more of my original music.
Okay, that sounds great. I'm looking forward to this. Where can we find you? Like streaming platforms, social media? Where can people find you?
Yes, that's right. All of the streaming platforms, so Spotify, iTunes, Deezer. I also have Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook accounts. So my Instagram is Charlotte Ross Official, and then my TikTok and Facebook is Charlotte Ross UK.
Okay, well, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. Thanks.
That's all right. We'll hopefully get you on soon. Cheers.
Bye bye.
That was Charlotte Rossi, though, joined the show. And if you want to hear that interview again, it's going to be uploaded on the website in the next, day or so. Also, as she said, find a new single, Raise a Toast, all over our social media, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram at Charlotte Rossi.